You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storm's within us range,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Lifeline Radio. Happy Saturday in the Lord. Listen, wake up. Wake up. If you're not awake for the last people, I don't know, you need to shake your waker up, but listen, get up, get your radio turned on, get your computer turned on, however you like to listen to the broadcast. Okay, you can go WCNO.com, WCNO.com, live broadcast right now, WCNO.com, live broadcast. Just click on that and you are in, you're riding with us this morning, you're going to learn from the Lord. WCNO.com, live broadcast, anytime during the week, WCNO, on demand, little calendar pops up, hey, pick Saturday, Lifeline, 8:30, click on it and ride with us. You can go back and listen to any of them for years. Here's the deal. We're going to start in the Old Testament this morning. So get your Bibles out. Dust your Bibles off. Okay. As always, I'm going to give you the phone number to call up here during the broadcast. If you want to call up here because you need prayer, if you need prayer, if you have decided, hey, today I need Christ, that's even better. If you want to call up here and say, look, man, I need Christ. I know I need Christ. I ain't playing no more. I need Christ. That's beautiful. So you can call up here for prayer, you can call up here for Christ, you can call up here for counsel. If you need to interrupt the broadcast because you need something from the Lord God, if you need Jesus to touch you, talk to you, whatever the case is, you call up here this morning and you be bold enough to say, Landon, I need help in this area. Okay, I am here to help you. All right, so we got our that. Let's do Gmails. Real quick, let me give you a way to contact us. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Real easy. You need me during the week, TryLifeline@gmail.com. It's that simple. Sow your seed, tithe into this ministry, pray about it, say, Lord, can I give my seed there? Is that a good spot to sow my seed? Let the Lord lead you. I do need your help, and there's people that he wants to sow into this ministry, so pray about it. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Very easy. Sow your seed or tithe into this ministry at Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Get your Bible open to Isaiah, Old Testament, Isaiah 9, verse 6. Let's set some precedents real quick on who Jesus is, because then we're going to go to the New Testament. We're going to look at what Jesus told us to do. But before we do that, because I think we just breeze over that. Oh, the Lord said do this. The Lord says so much. There's so many things to do. I don't know how I can follow them all. We get so beat down in our mind. Listen, let's look at who he is. Let's see who's saying this, because if we understand the power, the might, and the strength, and the deity, and the attributes, and the Godhead of who's saying this, then we understand who's backing us in the doing it. When you understand who's got your back, when you know that God's got your back, and you understand who he really is, it gives you that power to walk out the will and the command and the instructions and the precepts and the prescription of Christ. The words he gives you become powerful. Old Testament Isaiah. Okay, now listen to this. This was prophesied, okay, by the prophet Isaiah 720 years approximately before Christ ever came on the scene. So what's the odds of this guy prophesying this accurately 720 years beforehand and it come to pass perfectly? I want you to see the hand of God at work, okay? All right, the coming of Christ, and we just want to look at the titles and the attributes associated with his name, okay? So we can learn who is Christ really. Isaiah 9:6 says these words. It says, "For unto us a child is born." Notice that, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Now we're talking about the empire of the kingdom of heaven. The entire operation, the governing authorities of the kingdom of heaven on his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And here's one thing about this verse. No matter what translation you look in, it says the same thing. I've looked at NIV, ESV. I can't think of the Jehovah Witness Bible. I can't think of the name of it right now. But whatever it's called, I looked in there. I've looked in several different scriptures just to check this out. I don't know that they're all the same. I haven't looked at every single translation on the world, okay? But I looked at a half a dozen. And in every one of those, it was worded exactly the same. This verse does not change. This verse holds true to its value. Now listen, Isaiah 9:6 said this. It said that this child that shall be born to us, okay, is called Wonderful. You know what that means? A miracle. He's a miracle. If he is a miracle, he can certainly produce a miracle, okay? The other name, when we go through this, the next name is called Counselor. It means to advise. So we have Christ as Wonderful, a miracle. Counselor, to advise. The Mighty, when you say the Mighty God, the Mighty means powerful, and God means strength and might. He is the powerful strength and might. You got to get this into your spirit. Get it out of just your corporal mind and go into your spirit this morning. Let it sink deep in you and realize, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here afflicted when I have an opportunity to serve Christ, to serve Jesus Christ, the Mighty One, the powerful strength and might. And then it tells you, just in case you want to get downtrodden, it says he's the everlasting Father. That's the duration. Everlasting is the duration. He'll endure for all eternity. The only person or the only attribute that I can think of that will endure for all eternity. Then it calls him the Father, the everlasting Father. Father means chief. He's the chief. He's the chief of all things. Then it says Prince of Peace. That's the captain. The prince is the captain of peace, of safe and well. So we have he is a miracle. He's to advise. He's powerful. Strength or might. He'll last forever. The duration is everlasting. He's the chief and captain of all that is safe and well. Now think about that. Now when that person, okay, that has that kind of deity wants to come to you and say, listen to me. I am the miracle. I am here to advise you. I am the power. I am the strength and might. I'll last forever. I'm the chief and I'm the captain of safety and wellness. I've been seeking God. I don't know if he wants to hear me. I'm the chief and captain of safety and wellness. If this is the name that was given to the child who was born, Jesus Christ. No wonder Romans 10:13 says these words, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall from the depths within you, from your soul, cry out, Jesus, save me. Jesus, heal me. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. From what? From whatever. From whatever. He is the miracle. He is the power. He is the strength. He is the might. We just read that. That's what all those names break down. You look them up in the Hebrew and you translate them over. This is what they mean. I did the legwork for you. Trying to make this easy. Philippians 2, 10 and 11 say this, that at the name of Jesus, at the very name, do you understand? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now listen very closely. Every knee shall bow to the authority of that name, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. That covers all realms. That's the heavenly, that's the earth you live in, and that's the underworld. It's got them all covered. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things that are in the earth, of things under the earth. All creation is subject to him. You need to see that. Now, I just proved to you through scripture, without a doubt, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that everything will bow to him. The purpose of that is not for you to now think, oh my God, what am I going to do? One day I got to bow to him. No. That's the wrong avenue to take. I want you to realize the positive side of that. Everything will bow to him. In other words, if I come to Christ, if I come to Jesus because I need something, okay? If I have a need and I bring it to Jesus, I don't have to worry about my problem or my situation because my problem has to bow to him. My sickness has to bow to him. My disease has to bow to him. My mind and my flesh, my lustful thinking, whatever it is that's got you, your wandering eyes that can't stay just focused on Christ, that look at everything and everybody and judge and lust and whatever they do, they have to bow to him. All things in heaven, earth, and under the earth will bow to Jesus. Now bring your whatever it is you need to be laid down at the cross and bow to Jesus with that. That's the only way you'll conquer it. The devil's lie is, don't worry, man, you got this. Tomorrow, you already blew it today, but tomorrow's a new day. You got a fresh start. You can do it. You can't do it. If you could do it, you'd have done it for the last 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years that you've been telling yourself, tomorrow's a new day, I can do this. Tomorrow came, you didn't do it. Wake up, man. What did our Lord and Savior command us to do? Here's the deal. Right before Jesus goes to the cross. So think about this now. He's walked. He is God in the flesh. Look at it that way. He's God in the flesh. So he's here. You're looking at God in a flesh suit. He's teaching you. He's talking the oracles from the kingdom of heaven right in front of you. He's showing you how it works. Okay? Now he's going to leave. He's going to leave. So he says, listen, I'm going to give you guys some specific instructions you must know. You got to know these instructions. You'll never survive unless you heed to the instructions that I give you now. The first thing he says is, let's go to John 13, verse 33. John 13, verse 33. He says this. He says, little children, yet a little while. Now we see that. We get right away our flesh. Little child, ain't no little child. Listen, he's trying to tell you, stay in the learning curve. Stay in the learning process. Don't get so grown up and so sophisticated. You've got it all figured out and you know everything. I'm God. I've got it figured out. I know everything. You stay as a child and hearken unto me as the Father, and I'll guide you. It's dummy proof. Hold my hand and do what I show you. Be led of my spirit. Okay? Don't walk in the flesh. Be led of my spirit and watch the way your life works out. Stop being led of your own intellect. Be led of my spirit, he says. He says this, little children, yet a little while I am with you. There's the warning. He tells them right now. He says, it's starting to come to a close. Yet just for a little more season am I with you. And you shall seek me, as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, now think about that. He's not talking to the Jew, he's talking to us. He's talking to the Gentile. So he's already told the Jew. So this is for the Jew and the Gentile. This verse makes it clear. You shall seek me, as I said unto the Jews. The same thing I'm telling them, I'm now telling you. I'm giving it to the Gentiles. That's just a non-Jew. Whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you. So now I say unto you. I, the miracle, the one sent to advise, the powerful, right? The mighty God, the powerful strength and might, the everlasting Father, the all-duration chief, the Prince of Peace that we read about. Isaiah 9:6. He's the captain of your safety and your wellness. He's the captain of your safety and your wellness. If you need wellness, you need to seek the captain of it. Are you with me? So he says this. Now you got to catch this. I'm going to tie this in. He tells us to love. And the reason he does that, because he knows if you've reached the point that you can truly love unconditionally, you can only get there by experiencing the love of God in your own life. You can't just think your way into a love. Love is something comes only by the Holy Spirit. Let me make this clear. Love only comes by the Holy Spirit. Until you've been transformed with the love of the Spirit and you learn to love through the Spirit so that you and God are becoming one. You guys become one with God. Your spirit man becomes one with God. Now you have the love of Christ dwelling in you richly and you can now love in the way that he's about to tell us. Until then, in your own flesh, you don't possess this love that he's asking you to operate in. So he says in 34, a new commandment. Oh, wait a minute. So all the stuff you've told me and taught me up to now, you're telling me now that you're giving me a brand new set of instructions, a brand new prescription to follow. Yes. He says, a new commandment I give you. This is the mighty God. This is the wonderful counselor, the miracle sent to advise, the mighty God, the powerful strength and might, the everlasting Father, the all-duration chief, and the Prince of Peace, the captain of my safety and my wellness, is looking me in the eyes and telling me, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He said that three times in that one statement, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, when you get to where you're operating in this realm, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple. You are my learned student. You're my pupil. You're the one studying under me. You're the one following me. You're hearkening to my voice and doing what I command you. Now people look at you and they can physically see with their eyes what's manifesting in the spirit through your love. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. We're so bad. I watch church folks, okay? I'm going to pick on my own kind. I'm not going to pick on other kind because then you think I'm above you and whatever. I'm going to pick on my own kind. I watch church folks. One person in church may say, well, that verse means this. I think this is this and this is that. Immediately, you'll see someone out of pride because their intellect may be a little higher educated than the other guy, or they think they're a little higher educated than the other guy. Instead of love, they'll immediately go into defending a gospel. You don't have to defend Christ's gospel. All right? God defends his own work. Let his work shine. Let the glory of God come forth. Oh, brother, that ain't what it means. Where'd you get that from? That's the dumbest thing I've heard. That's not love. We need to work on this. He says, by this, by the love, the fervent love that you'll have one to another, that's how men will know that you're my disciple. They're going to look at you and see the love of Christ and go, that's mine. He must be a disciple of God because no man can love like that naturally. Now, let me tell you this. In order to operate in Christ, you must have love for one another. Well, if you look in Galatians, if you flip to Galatians 5:22, you'll see the Bible gives us a breakdown of the fruits of the Spirit. If you're in the Spirit, this will be your yield. This will be the evidence. This is what people see. This is the fruit that comes off the vine that's in the Spirit. So if you're in the Spirit, the evidence will be these attributes. And it says right here, the very first thing, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. So are you catching this when he tells us, look, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this love you have for one another, that's how other people will look and go, that is a disciple of Christ. That's a pupil of Christ. That's a student of Christ. That one has been instructed in the ways of God. He's walking in the ways of God. He looks like God. He mimics him. I see the image of Christ in this guy. That's how they'll know. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the thing that's going to come from the Spirit is love. The very first thing that people will see when you get over in the Spirit should be love. Then Galatians 5:16, right before that, said this. Paul said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. So if the fruit of the Spirit is love, if Christ told us this is how they'll know you're my disciple, if you have love one to another, the fruit that comes from receiving my Spirit is love. Then Paul says, now that you've got this love, you need to walk in it. You need to stay in it. Ready? Follow me. There's going to be a lot of scripture. I'm going to give them to you exactly. John 14:21. John 14:21. This is critical. Please pay close attention. This is critical. John 14:21. Matter of fact, let's stop and pray real quick before we go into this. Yeah, I need you to hear this. You got to get out of your flesh and get in your spirit. You got to hear this from God, not from my lips. You got to hear the words, but let the Holy Spirit give you the revelation of what's about to come forth. You need this revelation very bad. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That means by the authority, when you pray that to God, it means I understand what you did at the cross. I understand you took my sins, you took my sickness, you bore my disease at that cross. I understand your blood has made me free. I understand you are the Messiah. I understand you went into the grave and you're the only man in the history of mankind that's ever rose from the grave on the third day. You told them, destroy this temple, I'll raise it up on the third day. Before you went into the ground, you said, you destroy this here body, what you see, this temple of God, and on the third day, I myself will have the power to raise it up. And you did that. That right there is enough to prove to me you are who you are. If you think you can do that, go ahead. Die, go to the grave, and see what happens. You will not come back. Okay? Anyway, I didn't mean to get there. Listen, he did what he said. He went to the grave, and 3 days later, he rose again. Oh, that's God, okay? I don't care. There's no other way to slice that. He's the man. He's the Messiah. He's the one Isaiah talked about. Now, Father, understanding that, we use that name to say we are associated with, we believe in that bloodline, we admonish, we admire, and we sign the contract that we are definitely a fan of the cross. We definitely know what it means. We want to walk in that way. We admonish the cross. We believe in the cross. We are saved by the cross. Everything hinges on what Christ did, Father. We understand that now. Please, please, open our eyes of understanding. Open our hearts. Shut down our minds. Release us from the flesh and from the worries of this world that we may hear these next verses and that we may yield from the Spirit and that we may learn from the Spirit and that we may start to understand and grow in your likeness. We need to see from you, hear from you, and get revelation from you right now. Very bad. Please help us, Father. This particular day we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Ready? John 14:21 tells us this. Okay, Jesus tells us how we must pursue this process. So we looked at Isaiah 9:6 to learn who he is. all the power he has, all the attributes associated to his name. A miracle comes from Christ. To advise you comes from Christ. The power comes from him, the strength, the might. He's the chief and captain of all that is safe and well, okay? Now, here's what he said to us. Standing here on earth, God made flesh. He looked you in the eye and he said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. This is a check and balance. I'm going to put you in check right now. Me, you, and everybody else. He says, he that has my commandments and keeps them, that's the one that loves me. All right, number one, he that hath my commandments. Do you have his commandments? Have you spent a half hour a day in your word? Have you spent an hour a day in your word? At night, in the morning, whatever? Do you take your life every day and put a part of it aside and sit down and go, God, I'm shutting down the cares of this world for a minute because you said be not conformed to this world, and I'm going to take myself and remove myself from this world for a few minutes and spend time with you and you alone. He that hath my commandments. Number one thing he says, he that actually contains, retains, has my commandments, has taken time to read them, has taken time to put them in him, has listened to my instructions, has listened to my prescriptions. That's the one, okay? If you have them, now he gives a comment, says, and keepeth them. ETH in King James means a continual motion, which is one of the reasons I love the King James. ETH means continual motion. Now listen close. He that hath my commandments. So you've got to take time to get them first. It's your responsibility to get them. You've got to get in here and find them, put them down in you. You got to hunt, hout, and heed, and hoard those commandments until they become one with you, until you start to retain them down inside. Now he says, and keepeth them. So this is the one that continually goes about trying to keep them. He it is that loveth me. So if you're telling God, hey, I love you, Lord, but you know, this is more important this Sunday. This is more important this Wednesday. I don't have time for that this week, Lord. I'll catch you next week. Wait a minute. He said, here's the check and balance. Do you love me or not? He that has my commandments, the one that has taken time to actually learn them, get them, read them, and follows them and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Now that person that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Ooh, Father, God loves you when you do this. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Let's move down, John 23, 14, 23. If a man love me, Jesus says, he will keep my words. I want you to be convicted this morning. I hope you're so convicted over this verse this morning that you can't wait to get home tonight and start reading the Word of God. He that loves me. This is Jesus himself. This is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, looking you in the eye and saying, if you love me, he that loves me, if a man loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. Why? Because he kept my words. He kept my prescriptions. He kept my precepts. He listened to what I taught him and he walked it out. He listened to the Spirit. He learned from me and he walked it out. If you love me, keep my words. My Father will love him. We will come to him and make our abode with him. If that's you, call here now. 221-1100. Oh, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you to help me keep your words. Lord, I'm going to start reading your word today. You say this to him right now. If you're scared to call, say it at home. Lord, I'll start reading your words today. I want to put these commandments in me. And then I want to start keeping them because you just said in your scripture that that's the one that loves me. And the one that loves me, my Father and I will manifest ourselves to him. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our abode with him. We, Father God and Christ himself, will come to you and take up residence in you. He that loveth me, all right, I will come to him and make my abode with him. Now Jesus says this, these things have I spoken to you, yet being present with you. I'm here and I've taught you this. You've got to hear this. But I'm about to leave you and you need to know what to do. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he's the one that will teach you all things. We got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Yes, good morning, Pop.
Good morning. I'm great. What can I do for you this morning?
Well, let me just, I'm so close to my, my 13-year-old granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
I can't even sleep thinking about her, and I'm trying to, I can't reach her, I can't talk to her, or her mother can't. I live in another state, I live here in Florida, she lives in another state.
Okay. What's the problem we need to bring to God this morning? What is the thing that we need to petition the throne room about?
I, she, she tried committing suicide. She mm-hmm. says she doesn't believe in God. She draw tattoos on her youngest daughter, a sister who is half her age. She is, the latest thing, she's been cutting her hands. She's disrespectful. She, everything. It's just awful. And I've been praying. I don't know. I just want God to, I believe that she has a demon, you know, and also my daughter, her mother, she's a Christian, but she does a lot of things that I don't think are Christian. So they both need prayers.
And okay. All right. Hold on. Whoa. Stop. The program's only so long. I got to go off the air in 4 minutes. So yeah. I got the point of what you need, and let's petition God to make it happen. Now, here's the deal. You need to get in your word more. I'm just going to be blunt with you because there's very little time left. You've got to get in your word more. You've got to find key verses. The Bible says clearly, for this purpose, it's in 1 John somewhere. I don't remember where right now, but it says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest. For this very purpose was Christ manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You need to find that verse today. It's in 1 John. You need to find it. You need to read it, look at it with your own eyes, and you need to build that up in you. You need to repeat it to yourself a million times if you have to until you know it, okay? Then you got to put that on this situation. I have to sign off the air. Can I put you on hold for 2 or 3 minutes?
Will you
stay there? Because I do want to minister to you, but it's going to take a minute.
Yes.
Let me give my closing stuff and all that stuff, all right? I will be right back. Do not leave, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I didn't mean to cut her short, but here's the thing. I've only got 2 minutes left. I want to give you the call letters. I want to make sure that I can minister to people. But aside from her, I want as many people that need help to call. The Bible's the one that does the ministering. The Holy Spirit does the work, but I do know the scriptures, and I'll give them to you. And you have to research them yourself. You get in there with these scriptures. You cleave to them for life. You repeat them to yourself a million times if you have to, until they become life in you, until the revelation of scripture acknowledges, okay? But right now, I want to give you my Gmail. Because there are many people in this lady's situation that have family members hurting, that are hurting themselves, that are sick. You need someone to help you. You need this Gmail. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. You got to write that down. So into this ministry. I personally need your help. Okay? The radio cost every week. I need help with that. Please pray about it. I need people to seriously petition the throne room. Say, Father God, is this a good place to sow my seed? Ask the Lord and sow your seed right here at Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. There's not a better place to sow your seed. Dad and I, we're just two men serving the Lord and helping people. I can't think of a better thing. That's what Jesus did. He served God and he helped people. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. During the week, trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. You got that? Please contact us. We want to help you. Do yourself a favor. Read John 14, John 15, and John 16 this week. This is serious stuff. I wish I would have got to the rest of it, but it's more important that we help this lady and that we get Satan out of her family. Okay, the Bible does say, as you heard her saying what the problems are, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest. For this purpose, Jesus Christ came that he might destroy the works of the devil. Contact me, trylifeline@gmail.com. I got so much more to give you. I want to help you. Thank you. I love you. Don't forget to read your word and pray. Read your word and pray. I love you. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.